Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. It's the second episode of What Do You Guys Want to Talk About? Here we are. It's Fightful Wrestling. We got the AEW post show tonight. Jimmy Van out of the office this week. I was in Toronto last week. Man, I love that place. Got some nice content coming your way. We got an interview with Los Lotharios that I think you guys are going to like. Had one with Montez Ford. But for those of you new to this show, and that's probably a lot of you, we are taking Super Chats and Humper Chats. Now, a lot of you could say, well, isn't this just a Q&A show? Kind of. I mean, it could also just be prompting me to talk about a subject, whatever it may be that you guys want to talk about. And if you like this, I do a Q&A on FightfulSelect.com every single week. Head over there, subscribe. Today, I'll be dropping the location of Bound for Glory, and let's get right into it. Leave a thumbs up on this video, subscribe, turn your notifications on. Josh says, after that amazing promo from Starks and Hobbs, where do they go from here? So I think they had effectively used up their title shot, so to speak, right? They were the team that did not end up winning the tag team titles. Starks still has the FTW title. I don't think you need to necessarily lean towards a split there or anything like that. I feel like you can continue with that loose affiliation, and now there's an All Atlantic title, there's the TNT title. They can kind of pursue those. These are obviously two big cornerstones for AEW. I mean, you look at they're both good promos in their own way. Ricky Starks is more of that thing that you got used to with The Rock, where it's this overwhelming charisma and he's going to talk trash and he can deliver in the ring. Hobbs is more like that stoic, like you believe that he's going to beat your ass type of guy. So I think that you got to keep them up in the mid to upper card thing. And Ricky Starks and Hobbs are probably top guys for the foreseeable future. Gerard says, any update on the Briscoes after the ROH show? Back to Impact, any closer to signing with AEW ROH? I have not heard of any change about them with AEW. The fact that they are on a Warner Media pay-per-view platform has got to be at least somewhat promising, right? I have been asking. I'm going to continue to ask after this weekend. But thus far, I haven't gained any real update on that. I know that the tweets that got Jay Briscoe in hot water and were aberrant and terrible were the reason why WarnerMedia didn't want to have anything to do with Jay Briscoe and the Briscoes collectively. However, they have done business with a lot of people with really checkered pasts. And I'm just a little bit surprised that that they haven't been brought in. Impact did business with them, and it's worked very well. But I think it was also smart of Impact to put the titles on them for a brief period. You got that footage. You've got a cool moment, all that. Brian says, any update on the status of Brian Danielson? Should there be concern he's not cleared yet? Or maybe he's good now that he's tweeting about matches. Well, I mean, if you listen to Tony's own words, it seemed to indicate that Brian wanted to go at Blood and Guts, but didn't seem 100%, so he pulled him from that. I haven't heard any significant update, and I know a lot of people are saying, like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. Well, I don't know if it's a big deal or not. It's been 2 months, and quite honestly, in that type of thing, if you got a history of concussions and you're out for 2 months, you got to wonder, well, what does this mean for the future of any particular performer? Concussions are so unpredictable. I dealt with post-concussion syndrome for a long, long time, and I couldn't do anything. There would be days I felt great, and I would go, and I would do back rolls or bumps, and I would take two of them, and I would be like, well, I'm not ready yet. Brian Danielson is much more learned about this than a whole lot of people are. He put in an incredible amount of work and his own resources to learn about this. So in some ways, I believe that he should be trusted with that, but also you want to make sure that he's got a good quality of life. And you know what? You know what improves my quality of life? The fact that Brian Danielson is going to be reuniting with Renee Paquette, StarCast 5. I'll be there at StarCast 5. Check it out, guys. StarCast.com. They're going to have all kinds of meet and greets. And this year, in addition to the pictures, autographs, same convention stuff, they got wrestling matches. I want to thank them so much for sponsoring this show. In addition to Black Label Pro, GCW, New Japan, they got Ric Flair's last match on Saturday. You can go to RicFlair'sLastMatch.com to get all the details, but it's Flair and his son-in-law Andrade against Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal. But listen to this card. Motor City Machine Guns and the Wolves, Josh Alexander versus Jacob Fatu for the Impact World title, Briscoes, Von Erichs, Kerry and Ricky Morton against Brian Pillman Jr. and Brock Anderson representing the Horsemen, a rematch of the great Bloodsport match, Killer Cross and Harry Smith. You got Ray Phoenix, Bandido Taurus, and Laredo Kid in a four-way match, Rachel Ellering, Deonna Purrazzo, Jordan Grace in a three-way knockouts match, Ren Narita, Clark Connors as well. Oh, man, it is a dope card. Underneath, whatever you may think of Ric Flair's last match, it's happening. RicFlair'sLastMatch.com, but StarCast.com. You can also check out the show if you're going to be there locally, Nashville Municipal Auditorium. Tickets are still on sale for just $39, but they're going to have panels from Brian Danielson, Claudio Horseman, Bret Hart talking SummerSlam 92 30 years later. They've got Paige, Mick Foley, Kevin Nash, Matt Hardy, and a whole lot more. StarCast.com. Check that out. And a big shout out to them for sponsoring all of our shows over the next couple weeks. Connor says, if Bayley gets put in a title program right away, can she afford to lose, or should they put the title on her? Ooh, Connor, that's a good one. So it's how quickly you forget, right? Like that Bayley left as she was going towards a title shot, right? But she had lost to Bianca Belair multiple times. That had already happened. So a third one would have effectively just completely removed her from that title scene. Maybe she would have popped back up in a tag or something like that. But I think if she's been gone for this long, you do need to. But I don't know if she's going to come back as a babyface, as a heel, like how that'll work. Like where is the money in the chase, or is it in her holding the title? Because she was fresh off of a really extended run, if you remember. Man, I think she should be integrated into the top scene, but the unfortunate reality is that when WWE doesn't have women competing for the world title, they oftentimes just don't know what to do with them. And even Becky Lynch, she had like a bit of a creatively satisfying program going on outside of the title. Well, now she's back right in the title picture. What matches do you think will be added to SummerSlam? And what percent chance do you give Bayley returning at SummerSlam? Or that week, probably, I'd say probably about 50%, 50, 60%. If she's going to be there, I think that they're probably bringing her in for it. Let me see what is actually on the card as of now. Let's see. I mean, they got 8 matches already. Logan Paul, Miz, Bianca, Becky, Riddle, Rollins, Liv, Ronda, Uso, Street Profits, Lashley, Theory, McAfee, Corbin, Reigns, and Lesnar. I think they will probably add Edge and Finn Balor to some degree. I think that'd be good. Or Edge and Rey Mysterio against Finn Balor and Damian Priest. Eloquent says, look how they massacred my boy, Zach Gibson. Hey, I told you guys it was happening. Oh, Kayla. I get to see Kayla next week. I hope she's going to be in Nashville. She lives right next to it. Any plans for Alexa Bliss? I haven't heard of any. Cole, get out of here. Get out of here. I haven't heard of any plans for Alexa Bliss. How many more matches do you anticipate being added to SummerSlam? One. When will I get an Alexa interview? I had one a few years ago. I don't know. I get along well enough with Alexa. Hopefully pretty soon. I'd love to talk to her. Matt says, do you think we may see Charlotte show up to counter any pending interference from Karen Jarrett? Yeah, I think it's possible. Like, why not? For like a run-in and a figure four or something like that, I bet Rick would really love that. I think that he would probably like that, and I think it would make sense. And WWE is allowing Jeff Jarrett to do the show, but like what is that really, allowing a guy that doesn't wrestle for you to do their show? If they allowed Charlotte to do a run-in, that would probably be noteworthy because you got 2 AEW contracted talent in that match. So I think it's possible, yeah. Especially considering the fact that AEW submitted those videos for John Cena. Dream Ninja has heard anything specific about what WWE is doing with Alexa Bliss. She regularly gets some of the best pops reactions. Fans love her, but she feels lost. She's not factored into the top title programs at this moment. So therefore, she's in a holding pattern. I mean, she was in the 24/7 thing. I haven't heard of anything significant, creative, necessarily on the board for her right now. Maybe that it could end up like switching or altering as people come back or people get hurt or anything like that. But I just haven't heard of anything else. She got pinned, rolled up and pinned in a 24/7 segment. J.K. Schwal says, been rewatching some recent AEW stuff. Any reason why Rick Abani hasn't been used much on commentary while Caprice has? I don't know. I know that Rick Abani had a bit of an extended contract. I believe Rick Abani's contract was one of the last ROH deals. It was one of the last remaining contracts. In fact, it was supposed to be up like March 31st. Then there was some sort of thing that extended it, I think maybe a little bit longer, but it's up now. So he's no longer under contract to Ring of Honor. He's done some stuff with Impact, some stuff with New Japan. But I mean, I don't know if it's his schedule or if AEW has an expressed interest. I would have thought that he was on ROH Death Before Dishonor, and I would love to see him on there. But I know that he holds a day job that he really loves too. That was a constant talking point of a lot of the ROH talent, was that they loved being able to hold their day jobs while they worked Ring of Honor. And that's maybe not necessarily the case now. I mean, still is as of this point, because they don't have a weekly show. But any news on WWE not liking the SummerSlam card? I haven't heard that at all. I mean, they would love to have Cena. They would love to have Cody. They would love to have Randy Orton. This was not their first choice. Their first choice was something significant involving Cody Rhodes. They would have, again, loved to have had Cena, but they didn't. They would have loved to have had Roman Reigns. Sorry, I hit my mic there. They would have loved to have had Roman Reigns versus Randy Orton, but that didn't work out. Do you see any of the ROH mainstays added to Death Before Dishonor? Like Dalton, Silas, Shane Taylor. I mean, I haven't seen anything with Shane Taylor in AEW or ROH. And I think he was one of the best talent that they had in the company. I think that they should have at least brought him in for something, but I don't think I've even seen him do like a dark thing, right? Right now, the card is Gresham, Claudio, Joe Lethal, Yuta Garcia, FTR, Briscoes, Mercedes Deeb. So yeah, I could see them. I would love if they ran back Dalton and Silas Young, run back one of one of my favorite feuds in ROH history. I mean, Silas is obviously on good terms. They ended up using Dalton a little bit, but he hasn't been used a ton, but maybe I missed something. But yeah, I haven't seen a single AEW spot for Shane Taylor, and that surprises me. But yeah, I think there will be some more. Jimmy says, what's the latest regarding Wyndham Rotunda? He filed for some trademarks. He takes some conventions here and there, but that's the extent of it. There's not a lot of to it. Eloquent says, does WWE really think that throwing their tag team title in the trash is a good look? I believe that they think that they can remanufacture some of the magic. Or not magic, because nobody really cared about Medusa throwing that tag title in the trash, or the women's title in the trash in the weeks that followed. Like, from a booking standpoint, she wasn't doing much. She was brought in and she did that. I think they can recapture that magic, or they think they can. And they hope that their NXT audience is young enough to not know, or maybe allude to it a little bit, but it's not a good look. Those titles shouldn't have been made, or shouldn't have existed to begin with. They have miserably booked both sets of women's tag team titles. Just horrible. CJ Lilly says, are there changes coming in the next few weeks? Haven't heard of any. I know you're talking about Alexa. I haven't heard of any. Reminder, guys, you can get Humper Chats in over at humperchats.com. You can leave them before we go on the air or while we're on the air, and it lets us keep a little bit more of it. Let's go ahead and get to some of those. And also, I've got a post show over on Fightful Select. You don't have to send any Super Chats or Humper Chats. You can just subscribe, and I'll be around talking for a little bit. Daniel R. says, I know you don't do full fantasy booking. What should be the end game for Blackpool Combat Club? Partially depends on Danielson's health. Is the goal to be long-term faction? Will people graduate and then the new young stars are brought in? Well, I mean, Wheeler Yuta is just, he's in Blackpool Combat Club. Like, there's no he can be studious, but he's still in it, right? I think the end game should be developing a top star as a result of these top stars. It should be like Evolution. Like, people get to that level as a result of Moxley and Danielson.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Daniel R. says, is it just me, or does tonight's Dynamite not feel as big as last week's? What's next for the booking of Hangman Page? Well, you got to kind of rebuild him. I think that he's in a holding pattern until the Elite Undisputed Era sort of plays out or flushes out. And I'm surprised we haven't gotten any stuff about Kenny, but again, we're dictating what you guys want to talk about, or we're dictating the show based on what you guys want to talk about. But tonight's show, Christian and Luchasaurus against Varsity Blondes, that's a Rampage match. I love them. It's a Rampage match. Darby Allin, Brody King, that's had a little bit of build, a little bit. Moxley and Yuta against Best Friends, that's good, but there's not a whole lot of juice behind that. Baddies against Statlander, Athena, and Willow Nightingale, that has been promoted pretty well. And then Jericho Kingston, that's great. Barbed wire everywhere. But yeah, last week's was definitely bigger. And I can feel that as well. Tariq says, greetings from Germany, with Vince's future laying in the court of public opinion. Does the Wall Street Journal have enough reach to cause casual fans to put pressure on the sponsors? See Moolah Battle Royal, asking because outlets over here have such a small readership. So, I mean, there were some people that are like, well, why didn't wrestling media break this news? Listen, if I'm very confident in my ability to report and generate buzz, if this was something that I had reported, or Dave or Mike or anybody, John Pollock, Wade, it would have been swept under the rug to such an extreme degree. And I am confident in everybody who I just mentioned. I'm very confident in their abilities to report a story and do it well. However, the Wall Street Journal needed to break this story badly, because that did create a situation where CNN's covering it, and et cetera. If anybody covers anything, I'll be right there to get a lot of supplementary information, as you guys have seen. But if anybody can, it's Wall Street Journal. But thus far, I mean, the biggest part of it was the news coming out and Vince just kind of pushed straight through. We Are Lucas says, hey, Sean, hate to ask this here, but for some reason, my Patreon membership was canceled, won't let me renew. I've contacted Patreon. I haven't heard back from them. Don't think I've done anything worth being blocked. Is there a known issue? Patreon's not the greatest platform. I wish we were on something else. Reach out to Patreon support on Twitter, just in case, but I haven't heard of anything. So unfortunately, what happens when you subscribe on Patreon is no matter what day you're billed on, you are charged on the first of the month. That is changing for us. We have applied for anniversary billing, which we wish that we had a long time ago. And for a lot of people, it's very tough for them. Like they just have their stuff canceled after the end of the month, and Patreon doesn't let them renew it. But I promise you, we'll help you figure it out. Drop us a message on the Fightful account. Kyler will send it to me. We'll make sure that you get taken care of. Connor says, is there anyone in any company that needs a fresh face heel turn? Yeah, a lot of people. Let me look. Let me take a gander real quick. Ziggler needed one really bad. I think Shelton Benjamin could use a babyface turn, like as a crafty old veteran. Nikki A.S.H. could stand to do something new. Man, the Viking Raiders really needed one. What do we got? What do we got? Who else we have? I don't like the gender shanky thing. I liked him better before. I would like to see Shayna work as a babyface too. JJ says, Jeff Jarrett pinning Andrade. What do you think? What are the odds and why is it 100%? Like to thank you for your great guest appearance on the 31. Great spot. So it ain't happening. Jeff Jarrett is not going to beat Andrade. That is absolutely not going to happen. If it does, man, the heat that Jarrett will get. Alex Diaz says, what's your prediction of the main event of SummerSlam? Does Roman win and Austin Theory cashes in for the title? I could see that happening. Jesus, man. I don't want to see Austin Theory as the one to beat Roman. No, not after this build. Hell no, man. God, that would be bad. After all this, that's how you beat him? No, man. No. I think Roman wins. Yeah. Big J says, with your time at Fightful, has there been any stories that broke that surprised you by the fan reaction of you breaking it, positive or negative? There were a lot of people that were very nice about the CM Punk thing. That story legitimately changed my life, and a lot of people took notice of Fightful as a result of it. That was very, very nice. And I fully expected a lot of people to come out and just bury me for it and all that and say, it ain't happening, etc. As far as ones that got buzz, the Jungle Kiona story a couple weeks ago got a lot of buzz. And I was very happy about that as well. I would love to break more Joshi news. Admittedly, I can't keep up with it as much as I can other companies because I'm not reviewing it. But yeah, that was an interesting one. What's up with Bobby Roode? He's still working house shows. He's still doing that. Rayo says, what match are you looking forward to the most in Ric Flair's last match card? Probably Cross and Harry Smith, because I know how good their Bloodsport match was. That's one of my favorite Bloodsport matches ever. It was just outstanding. And I love watching Deonna Purrazzo work. She's unbelievable. But Wolves and Motor City Machine Guns would be good too, but it's Cross and Smith for me. Chris says, there's a reason why you keep Becky Lynch heel when she's a better face. Yeah, I think they're going to build to Ronda Rousey for next year's WrestleMania. That's what I believe. I think that when they start that feud, Ronda Rousey will work as the heel, and she'll say, I don't want to face big-time Bex. I want to face the man, and we will be off to the races. So I think that that's probably why. And I think Becky is outstanding as a heel. I think that she worked really, really well in that role. I think that she is one of the bright spots consistently of WWE Raw. Like what she says, the stuff that she's able to convey on the microphone. Like, she's a heel, but you can sympathize with her as well. There's a lot of good stuff with Becky Lynch as a heel. Rojo Bear says, AEW Trios titles when? Well, I asked Tony Khan this earlier this year, and he said he'd be more inclined to do it when Kenny Omega is back. And I broke some news on Kenny Omega coming back yesterday. Now, I've been told that he's physically not 100% as of yet, but it's July. All Out's in September, so. DJ Cass says, did they really drop the NXT women's tag titles in the trash? I didn't watch. Yep. Cora Jade did. And turning on Roxanne Perez, she walked over, she dropped it in the trash, and they did the Medusa gimmick. And I don't really know how I feel about that yet. I'll reserve judgment. I mean, the slow build to her turn has been coming for a while, right? But I don't know. I didn't like it when Scott Hall trashed the TV title. I didn't like it when Midian just found the European title and was like, mine now. I don't like that, man. Don't know. I'll tell you what I do know. How to change your virtual location with just one click with NordVPN.com/Fightful. How about this? I have traveled in July. My travel schedule is Cincinnati multiple times, Louisville multiple times, Las Vegas, Toronto, Nashville, LA. No matter where it is, I'm not going to miss my favorite shows. There are some services that are like, no, you can't watch this from Canada. Well, not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Can change my virtual location with just one click. You get a great deal, an additional month free, 30 days money back guarantee. You can protect yourself on that unsecured Wi-Fi that I'm on at the hotel, at the airport, all that good stuff. And they've got three great tiers for you. If you want a VPN or you want to go up a tier, get a pass. You want to go up a tier and get a locker. NordVPN has all those options for you. And you can block annoying pop-up ads, malware, and online tracker with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Maybe you missed the WWE Network. You can subscribe to it via using NordVPN.com/Fightful. UFC pay-per-views, you can get them much more affordably when you change your virtual location with just one click. Also, there are some other services that you can change your little location to Lithuania, and all of a sudden you have access to some of those pay-per-views and that overseas content. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Daniel R. says, build the perfect wrestling faction. Can be as many wrestlers as you want. From any company, you can mix companies, but they must be current wrestlers. Mine is Hiromu, Shingo, Claudio, Phoenix, Asuka, and Rosa. I don't like doing like fantasy booking stuff, but I would probably build a bit of a four pillars female stable. I think like Deonna, Britt Baker, Charlotte, and like somebody, Siri. Oh my God, Siri Kondo. There you go. I would love that. Like, and they've got Thunder Rosa, Bailey, Becky, and another top impact talent to work with there, or or Sakazaki. I think that'd be cool too. Voodoo Child 262 says, what's next for Eddie Kingston after tonight? I would love if they built to him competing for the world title at Arthur Ashe. Even if he doesn't win, him main eventing Arthur Ashe for the world title, I think would be very cool. Jack says, who's your next three world champions in both companies? Well, there are more than two companies, but I would say Rollins. I assume you mean men's, but I'm going to throw women in there too. I think Bayley's going to win the title. I think Rollins is going to win the title. And I think Cody will next year. And then in AEW, I don't know if I see anybody like on the horizon to take the women's title away from Jade or Thunder Rosa. But as far as the men's title, I think Punk wins it. Eventually, I think MJF wins it. Next three? I would say Moxley. Brian Danielson will win it at some point. And then, damn, that's a good one. Hangman Page will probably win it again. What do we got here? Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Reminder, right after this, I'll be live on FightfulSelect.com. No super chats or humper chats needed. Just talking and hanging out with you guys. Ace says, feel like Melo and Cora have been standouts in 2.0. They absolutely have. Melo should be called up very, very soon. This wasn't a super chat, but somebody asked, what interview have you not done yet that you want to do with anyone in wrestling? Love to interview Tony Khan. Would love to interview Dixie Carter. Sting, Luger, those are a couple. As we wrap up, Matt James says, how likely is it we see Theory pull some shenanigans and cash in and win the title? As much as I don't like him, it'll put a chant on TV. I mean, they could put the champ on TV whenever they wanted. All they got to do is book the damn guy or get one of the titles off of him, right? Like, they don't have to have, like, pull some shenanigans like it's real or something. Like, they book the show. They script the show. I think they should just have somebody worth it do it. Tom Brady says, who do you think beats Braun Breaker for the title? Normally, I'd say Carmelo, but I think maybe he's a little bit small. And I'm not saying like that is a negative thing. I think that a guy like Vince would look at Carmelo and be like, oh, we can't have him beat. Can't have him beat Braun Breaker. Rah. He should, though. He's amazing. So who do I think would? I'm going to look at the NXT roster real quick because, I mean, Braun and Carmelo are such big personalities, and I don't want to say personalities, but they're sort of larger than life in their own way. Grayson Waller to probably be him. Jimmy Finger says, do you think the longer Wyndham waits to return to wrestling, the less fans will care? And do you think the Briscoes will ever get to AEW? I do think that the Briscoes will get to AEW eventually. I absolutely do. No, I think that when Wyndham comes back, there will be a great amount of buzz for it. If somebody gets wind that Wyndham is coming back and we leak it, we post it, I think that'll get an incredible amount of attention. And I think that they'll do just fine. I don't think that time is going to hurt him there. Guys, thank you all so much. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. I'm heading over to FightfulSelect.com right now to continue this party. Check out StarCast 5. It's at StarCast.com. I'll be there. Check out NordVPN.com/Fightful. Redmond Survivor says, I don't want to say personalities. SRS remembered his Braun interview. Listen, I like Braun Breaker personally. He's been really cool to me. He's been really neat to me. He made sure I got an interview. Just ain't a great interview. To the point to where Denise didn't run hers. And I think another person reached out to me said they didn't run theirs either. Jonas Tiger says only 30 minutes. Okay, then. Well, I mean, there are no more super chats. There are no more humper chats. This is a super chat and humper chat driven show, my friend. Listen, if you, Jonas Tiger, if you want to borrow some money from your brother, Kevin Jonas Tiger, drop some dollars. Well, what are we doing here, Jonas Tiger? What are we doing here? FightfulSelect.com. Heading over there right now. We're out.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.